Our gospel reading comes from the book of Mark, chapter 9, beginning with verse 30, and it reads, "They went from there and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, 'The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he would rise again.' But they did not understand what he was saying, and they were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, 'What were you arguing about on the way?' But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, 'Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all.' Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it into his arms, he said to them, 'Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me.'" The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I come to you today with a sermon that asks the question, what does your heart desire? Pray with me. Loving God, we thank you once again for blessing us with this time, and we pray now, Lord, that you allow your word to touch our hearts and minds and give us food for thought. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What does your heart desire? I'm going to start this sermon off with this statement. The things that your heart desire will determine how you live your life. The things that your heart desires will determine how you will live your life. What does that mean? Well, it means that, in short, if you want something bad enough, you will do whatever it takes to get it. Allow me, if you will, to invite you into my life as we take a little stroll down memory lane. And at the end of my little journey, I'd be curious to hear if any of you can identify with some of the things that I'm talking about. When I was young, I always loved going out to play. But there were certain conditions that my mother put in place so that we would be able to go out. And so, since it was my desire to go out and play, though I was a mischievous young child, I would do anything that I could to make sure that my mom was happy with me so that she would not tell me I could not go out and play. Anybody ever do that? Nobody here ever would like to go out and play? Okay, I'm starting to see a few hands now. Or how about this one? When I was growing up, my parents were an interesting lot. They didn't believe in giving allowance. So when I wanted to buy something, that thing that I desired, most times it was probably candy. I always made sure that I did a few extra chores around the house to make sure that when I asked mom for a couple of quarters to go out and buy a few things, and back then I could actually buy stuff for a quarter, I knew that I would get it. I'll tell you, we had the cleanest windows in the Bronx. Anybody ever do that? A little extra work so that mom and dad will throw them a couple of extra pennies. I saw a couple more hands go up. How about this one? For those of you who played sports, knowing that tryouts were coming and they only picked the best of the best, I spent my time running and exercising and honing my skills so that the desires of my heart would be met, so that when the time came that I knew that I would get selected for that sports team. Here's a couple of other things that I desired in my heart. After having been in school for so many, many years, the desire to graduate began to mount up in me. And that was the time when I started to put away all my friends and my weekend recreational activities and spend a few extra hours in the library reading and studying to ensure that I would get a passing grade on the test. Well, here's another desire of my heart that I worked hard for in my professional life. Every now and then, I had this desire to make a little more money. Anybody ever want to do that when you were working? Oh, you all independently wealthy. Nobody wanted to work hard and make money. Wow, where were you all when I needed to borrow a few hundred bucks? But since you guys weren't around offering me money, I had to do the hard thing. My desire was to get money, and the only way I knew I could get it was to work hard, to be the best of the best at my skills, so that when the time came, I could ask, and they would look at me as being somebody who was irreplaceable. And we all know that's a joke, because everybody's replaceable. Oh, here's another one. Some of you may relate to this one. When the desire of my heart was to find that special someone for me to marry, this is when you all are supposed to say, "Aww." I did everything that I could to make sure that Pastor Anna only had eyes for me. I guess it worked. Last one. When the desire of my heart was to get into better shape and to lose a little weight, I devoted myself to watching what I ate, to exercising, and doing whatever it took to get myself in good physical condition. That was the desire of my heart back then. And yes, let the truth be told, I need to want that again. Well, beloved people of God, these little things that I just ran through, they all represented the desires of my heart in the moment. And when those things came, I did whatever it took to make sure that I would succeed and getting those things that I wanted. But now here's another question. What if the desire of my heart was something totally different? What if the desire of my heart was to please God? What would that look like? Well, in answer to this question, we turn our attentions back to the gospel that we read today. And in that passage of scripture, what we find is Jesus walking with his disciples. He had a very important message to share with them, but the desires of their heart had them so focused on what they wanted and what they wanted to do that they completely ignored all that was going on. When Jesus said to them, "I am going to be killed at the hands of human beings, but in 3 days I will rise again." And then there was no response. Now, under any other circumstances, we could get into a conversation and somebody would probably say, "Well, maybe they didn't hear." But the scripture in the very next sentence says that they heard what Jesus said. They didn't understand it, but they chose not to question it either. And so with that, they continued to walk and argue and bicker amongst themselves. And then when Jesus got them inside, he said, "What were you all bickering about?" To which they responded once again by saying nothing. The desires of their heart was to determine who was the greatest in the eyes of God. Who was Jesus' best companion and friend? And their actions dictated that. They lived their lives in such a way, in that moment, that they just simply wanted to prove that they were the best in the eyes of God and Jesus' number one companion. Knowing that this is what was going on, Jesus then turns to them and says, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all servants and servant of all." Beloved people of God, the desires of our hearts should not focus upon us doing the things that would build us up and simply make us look good in the eyes of ourselves and in the eyes of another person. The desires of our hearts should be such that we are doing what brings glory and honor to God, doing what's pleasing to God, not just simply doing what pleases us as individuals. And so now the bigger question is, what would that look like? What would it look like to live a life that's pleasing to God? Well, when we turn our attentions back to the Old Testament, what we are taught is that if we want to allow the Lord to be that one item, that entity, that person who we desire to please in our hearts, the first thing that Psalmist tells us is that we should not follow the advice of the wicked or take the path that sinners tread or sit down in the place of those who gossip or who mock or who criticize or who talk badly about one another. For none of these things are pleasing to God. Amen? Instead, he said, delight in the laws of the Lord. Learn the word of God. Learn how to live by them. Learn how to use the word of God to enhance the life that you're living. And believe it or not, that and that alone is pleasing to God. And then we move into our New Testament reading, where James tells us that those who want to please God will do something that's absolutely, truly wise. It says that they will honor God through the lives that they live and the works that they do. And all of the works that they do will be done with gentleness and with love. Whereas those who have a heart and a desire to celebrate themselves, the work that they do will be born out of bitterness, out of envy, out of selfish ambition. And at the end of it all, when you come across somebody who seems to be all about themselves, who seem to be full of themselves, it always comes across as if they're bragging and they're boastful and all they talk about is themselves. Just out of curiosity, has anybody ever encountered somebody like that? As soon as you make their acquaintance, the first, last, and only thing you ever talk about is them. And what also makes this even more interesting is that when all of this happens, when the focus is upon ourselves and as opposed to the things of God, what we discover is that all of these are driven by earthly desires, envy, self-ambition, anything we can do to make ourselves look good in front of the eyes of somebody else. And here's where it gets to be even more sinister, because when we build ourselves up, we put ourselves in a very interesting position where the attributes of power and wealth and status gives us permission to put other people down around us and make people feel bad. Beloved people of God, I ask the question once again, what is your heart desire? Does your heart desire to honor and celebrate yourself and your accomplishments and to show everybody else how awesome you are? Or is it to just simply bring honor and glory to God through the works that you do? However you answer this question, believe it or not, you can say anything you want to me because I can't read your mind, I can't read your heart. But the one thing the scripture has reminded us is that your actions will play out what's going on in your heart. If the desire of your heart is to serve yourself, the things that you do will show. If the desires of your heart is to serve God, then believe it or not, the things that you do will actually show that as well. And so, beloved people of God, I ask you, what does your heart desire? If it's to serve God, then by all means continue to live a life that's truly filled and immersed in that. But if by chance you discover that your life is sort of in that place where you're more about yourself than you are about God, the best news that I can share with you today is that you have a chance to make a change. All you have to do is just simply put aside a little bit of time, go to God in prayer, and ask God to give you a heart that's filled with a desire to follow the Lord. And believe it or not, God will do just that. And so, beloved people of God, I leave you with that as your challenge for this week, to ask yourself, what is truly the desire that lives within my heart? And then ask God to focus it on following Jesus. And what you'll discover is that your life will actually be a lot better, a lot more joy-filled, and a lot happier as you go from day to day. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you again for reminding us that you are the one we should always desire above all things. And so we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.